Hey, dear AYV fans, hope you are doing well. We are here today with a new exciting story. Bilal and I traveled to Bijaya to bring you this new podcast, which is about Bijaya heritage. Any idea about the topic? Our trip was paid to many historical places, and what grabbed our attention the most was a place called El Kasbah. It is situated in the seaside next to a mesmerizing castle. Every wall of that building holds many memories. This place has always been linked to a very famous figure. Do you have any clue about him, dear listeners? I'm sure they want to know who that person was. So let's begin.
Mr. Ben Nasser Zahir is the head of Patrimoine, an association that preserves and promotes the historical heritage of Bijaya that has been operational since 1995. We all believe that there is always a relationship between past, present, and future. That's exactly why this association made efforts to make the history of Bijaya clear to the next generations. The history that was forgotten during pursuing development. While Europe was struggling in the Dark Ages, Bijaya was a capital of culture and sciences. So thanks to Patrimoine Association for introducing us to El Kasbah.
But Bilal, by the way, what does the word Kasbah stand for?
I was just about to mention it. Mr. Ben Nasser defined it as
القصبة وهو المكان الذي تغلق أبوابه في الليل. والقصبة هي وحدة عمرانية فيها كل الأشياء العمرانية اللي تحقها المدينة كمسجد كقاعة الحكم كمحكمة كسوق هذه الأشياء قاع كانوا داخل القصبة.
It used to be a mosque built in 1850s. Nowadays it's library named after the historian and sociologist Ibn Khaldun, said Mr. Zahir. In addition, there were many famous historians, sociologists and scientists studied in this historical mosque, like Ibn Khaldun, Al-Arabi and Fibonacci, and many others. But its real importance relied much more on the fact that it witnessed a lot of debates about religions and social issues, and unlike other mosques, it was considered as an arm of theocracy, court, and university too. After the Spanish colonization has been transferred to military base, and soon enough became a hospital during the French colonization.
But Bilal, what is the relationship between this library and Ibn Khaldun?
Actually, the same question crossed my mind. So I asked Mr. Zahir and he answered that Ibn Khaldun was a non-traveler and he moved to Bijaya to study la jurisprudence, which was an interesting domain that attracted him. It took him 2 years to get his diploma. Also, there is no having a second thought mentioning Ibn Khaldun without talking about his famous book, which is The Introduction of Ibn Khaldun. 20 pages of that book were written in Al-Kasbah Mosque, and this is a glimpse of what he wrote in the book.
حينما قدمت بجاية وكنت فوق السفينة رأيت من 50 ميلا مسجدا عظيما خلته غير حقيقي في البداية أو خلته سرابا ولكن مع تقدم السفينة تأكدت من أنه مسجد وهو المسجد الأعظم والذي كتب عنه الرحالة إنه مسجد عظيم مزخرف بعدة زخارف وله في خارجه في ساحته الخارجية 60 عمودا رخاميا ضخما وكأنه معبد روماني أو معبد من تلك التي تحكى في الكتب لم أصدق أن مدينة بجاية لها مبنى من هذه العظمة.
After he went to pilgrimage, he came back to Bijaya as a hajib, which is the equivalent of prime minister nowadays, and then he quit that position after 2 years.
Now it's already the end of our trip in Buji or Bijaya, which Ibn Khaldun stopped by in his wild adventure. This is Jazil from Algerian Youth Voices. Thank you, Bilal, for this amazing story. Thank you, dear fans, for listening. Stay faithful to our program. Goodbye.